It is 8:45. This is 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. It's Thursday morning. That means it's time for This is Tourism. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest in here today, Claudia Palacios from Merritt's Grill. And how are you this morning, Claudia?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you very much. You just made me hungry. Just all we had to do is mention Merritt's Grill.
Yes.
And I want a BLT. Tell me about those famous BLTs. And how did this come to be that this is such a signature sandwich and everybody loves them?
I will say that I definitely cannot take any credit for it. We do try our best there at the store, but I guess that started back in the 90s mm-hmm. with Mr. and Mrs. Robin Britt, mm-hmm. Robert and Robin Britt. They took the store in 1991, mm-hmm. and then she used to make the BLTs for her husband, Mr. Right. Robin for Robert, and she used to call them the love sandwiches, and they started offering to the friends and to people, and people started loving them. I think that what makes them really good is the ingredients, definitely how we really take care of those ingredients. And
well, I love the regular BLT with bacon, lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise,
right.
salt and pepper. I mean, that's I love, but you know, there are different ways you can make it. I mean, you have a great sandwich that also has pimento cheese on it, which is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, we do. We make our pimento cheese from scratch at the store, mm-hmm. and I think our pimento cheese just got a mention by People magazine.
Yeah,
And
it's like the sandwich of the official North Carolina state sandwich or something like that.
Yes, I think that happened just because we pay attention to everything we make. You know, from the BLT being the most famous item in the store, mm-hmm. but I guess we pay attention to every other thing that we offer at the store, every other food, and pimento cheese is one of them. We only make small batches of it, mm-hmm. so it's always fresh, and I give a lot of credit to the girls that, you know, put a lot of hard work mm-hmm. in the girls there at the store.
That's for sure. Yeah. Well, let's pretend right now, I mean, Merritt's is pretty darn famous, mm-hmm. but let's pretend Thank right you. Now that there's somebody listening out there who's never been to Merritt's. What other food do you have on the menu there?
All right, besides the BLTs and the pimento cheese that became famous just recently, more famous, I would say, we offer chicken salad. Our chicken salad is very, very popular. Mm-hmm. We also offer burgers and hot dogs, right? They have also become very popular these days. We see that we're selling more of those. I will say that one of the very, very popular ones also is the turkey bacon guacamole.
Right.
Our guacamole is made from scratch. Those girls know how to make guacamole, so definitely, yeah. And other classics, turkey, just plain turkey. We offer some vegetarian options. We want to call them vegetarian options. But people sometimes end up adding some bacon to those vegetarian options. So we have a lot of options, actually, for mm-hmm. people.
Now, yeah. Merritt's Grill is on South Columbia Street, right there off yes. Fordham Boulevard.
Very, very easy for all the people that are new. And I know that a lot of people, is the first time they hear the word Merritt's. But Merritt's is so easy to find. You mm-hmm. know, just say Merritt's in Chapel Hill, and everyone pretty much knows where we are. And it's so easy to locate because we're so close to the hospital.
Now, I'm just curious, how long have you been there?
I have been with Merritt since 2013, mm-hmm. and Robin Britt was still there at the time. Unfortunately, she passed away 2014.
Yeah.
Mr. Britt, her husband, is the owner, and I just help him taking care of the store.
And it sounds like you have a lot of wonderful folks working there because you've mentioned the women there several
yes.
times.
Yeah, we do. We do, definitely. They are people that I praise because they put a lot of very, very hard work into it. And, for example, right now we're going through some repairs in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. The kitchen has been always very challenging because it's very small. And everyone does their best, and we all, you know, figure it out and get everything done. And I think it's definitely a lot of effort on everyone that works there. Well, they take it very personal, like a family.
You know, Merritt's Grill is famous for its BLTs, mm-hmm. and in fact, everybody in our local community, or people who've been here for a while at least, know about it. But there are, because of this attention at People Magazine, and our state has had something on it as well, it is pretty darn famous all over the place. Do you have people coming in a lot from other places around the country?
We do, and a lot, yes, yeah, a lot. And we have, like, for example, we had, you know, people that come from New York mm-hmm. to check it. And my family in New York sometimes find people that, you know, that have been here, you know, and they love it. They said, this is the place that we stop every time we go to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. We had some people this past 2 weeks that we have been doing the repairs, coming and saying, we came because we hear that you have the best BLT. And yeah, it's very nice. I think that's the part that I like the most about Merritt's, working at Merritt's, to just meet all the people from everywhere.
Well, you mentioned earlier that it's very convenient to the hospital, but anybody who works at the university or downtown, anywhere in that area, mm-hmm. it's convenient to go there to Merritt's Grill and great get a great lunch or whatever. I mean, those BLTs are just to die for. I mean, I'm ready for one right now. I wish you brought one in here with you when you came.
And that was my plan. with the repairs, the kitchen is like it's unrecognizable place right now. We're just looking forward to Monday mm-hmm. to have it back open on Monday.
But Merritt's Grill, what are the hours?
The hours we have been since August 2017, when we changed the hours, we have been working 7 to 4 Monday through Wednesday mm-hmm. and 7 to 7 Thursday through Saturday.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, Merritt's Grill is just incredible. It's gotten accolades not only here in Chapel Hill, but all over the North Carolina and all over the country, really, for having the best BLTs in the world. And I don't know anybody, unless they're a vegetarian, who doesn't like BLTs. Because, you know, give me some bacon, man. I'm telling you that the bacon and the fresh tomatoes, and you mentioned fresh avocados for the guacamole, and it's just fantastic. So if you have not been there, go there and check it out. And Claudia Palacios, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah, this is Tourism, presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. So many wonderful things happening in our community and so many businesses here that mean so much to our local economy. Merritt's Grill, for example, brings in a lot of money from all areas of the country, and of course that's good for our tax base, and you know how all that works. So thank you very much. Go to visitorange.org and you can find out more about what's happening all around Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, and Orange County. 854-97.9 The Hill, WCHL.